This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating a new contract. The union's opening bargaining position has been leaked.
You're going to have to pay me $1 million.
Sorry.
$100 billion.
It's a staggering amount for teachers in a city where only 21% of eighth graders are proficient readers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You didn't report that we had like over a week where violence was down, homicide was didn't happen. I know you didn't report that.
Why, you fishing for compliments? You know, that's a horrible personality trait.
Madam Vice President, Hamas has accepted a ceasefire deal. Hamas has accepted a ceasefire deal. Your reaction?
We were the only boat left standing. Bubba Gump Trent's what they got. We even have hats that say Bubba Gump on it. Bubba Gump Trent. It's a household name.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Breaking news out of Cambridge. The Nazi hippies from MIT have blocked Mass Ave during rush hour. After the university's president, Sally Kornbluth, she's the sole survivor of the three who testified before Congress in October. She gave the Nazi hippies who have camped out in the heart of the campus in recent days a deadline of 2:30 p.m. to leave the site or face discipline, including academic suspension. So this is what they did: they moved to Mass Ave and they blocked Mass Ave. Kornbluth wrote, "In short, this prolonged use of MIT property as a venue for protest without permission, especially on an issue with such sharp disagreement, is no longer safely sustainable." Uniformed police officers pushed and yelled at some of the hippie Nazis as they worked to isolate the encampment on Kresge Lawn, located just off Mass Ave and not far from the Charles River, and keep people who had left from going back inside.
It's being reported these are high school students from across Boston walking out of class to join the MIT student encampment in response to the increasing police repression.
Who knew there was anybody left in Boston area high schools who actually went to class?
11 high schools, including private high school Boston Latin, have walked out to stand with
Boston
Gaza.
Latin. Isn't that the nation's oldest high school? Well, supposedly it always was an exam school. I guess it still is technically, but they pretty much they're on their way to wrecking it, just like they are all the other exam schools, or most of them. What a sad commentary. 844-500-4242. They'll probably have to get some of the janitors to hand letter all the signs they'll be holding. I doubt very, very many of them can write with any dexterity, forget reading. So that's the latest. 844-500-4242. On Monday, Neil Malheur, an MIT grad, said administrators set up a checkpoint at the Nazi hippies encampment where students who were leaving the cluster of tents, Tentafada, surrounded by fencing, would swipe their IDs. It was manned by MIT police officers. At about 2 p.m., no one was being allowed in the encampment. Students could be seen clearing out their belongings. Protesters chanted, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." How about "From the river to the sea, Boston will be free" of hippie Nazis? I know it doesn't quite work geographically, but, you know, it works as a rhyme. Time now for the Chump Line.
A 2-minute speech by Joe Biden is 3 minutes too long.
It is. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but the Trump people put it out. He put out a 24-second clip on Twitter, they had 8 jump cuts. In other words, he screwed it up 8 times in 24 seconds, and they had to so rather than retake the shot, which would never have worked, they'd still be working on it today, they just cut it together, spliced it together. 8 edits in 24 seconds.
The Diary of Roscoe the Pug, day 355 of my captivity. The prison warden, who looks like Ernest Borgnine, got an electric yarmulke and spent the whole weekend bar mitzvah crashing. You'd tell them he was Rabbi Howie Karstein, and then he'd steal their food and presents. But do you think he gave me any matzah? Of course not, because a prison warden's a schmuck. Woof.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I did wear my new laser cap for 20 minutes last night. It's really neat. I like it a lot. I think it's going to work very well. And again, if you if you get your PFE hair restoration procedure, you do it before the end of May, you can get one too, a free laser cap. It's a $3,000 value. I don't have the thing. PFEHair.com. PFEHair.com. I have to have that in front of me. And Roscoe really appreciates it. He loves it. And I gave him much more than matzo balls this weekend. Matt's on.
What did you have to give him?
I just gave him some. I got some nice ham at Market Basket, and I gave him some. And I got some Dubliner cheese, and he got some of that. And
processed meat and dairy, okay.
Dr. Matt saw him, and he said, gee, he did turn out kind of small for a pug. And I said, so he's not overweight? And he said, no, I just meant physically small. He's overweight.
He's not overweight. He's under tall.
That's right. He's a big-boned pug. That's all it is. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jake Rooney's on the Curve in Harwichport. Open year-round with seasonal favorites. For family fun, food, and entertainment, it's Jake Rooney's in Harwichport. The exclusive home of the Stone Grill Dinner, online at jakerooneys.com. We'll be doing a remote down there this summer. I look forward to being back at Jake Rooney's. It's a great place.
Hello. Thank you for calling Uncle Bozy's Barbecue Sauce Company in Papua New Guinea. If you're a cannibal, press 1. To claim your 50% discount as a citizen of Papua New Guinea, press 2. To hear about our exciting new line of products, Ocean Delight, press 3.
You say what you will about Uncle Bossy. He was eaten by cannibals in May of 1943, according to the President of the United States. And less than a month later, he enlisted in the military after being eaten by cannibals. Could be a first in U.S. military annals.
Instead of custom food deliveries, local and state authorities should just drop MREs on campus protesters to make their experience feel more like Gaza.
You know, I can't believe they're blocking Mass Ave and creating a hassle for everybody. Somebody said, so now MIT's problem has become everyone's problem. It always was everyone's problem. It's just more directly in our faces now. But, you know, Hamas is now being attacked by the Zionist imperialists of the IDF. They could use some relief forces. And yet, none of the Nazi hippies from MIT or anywhere else are volunteering to go and join their brothers and sisters, or mainly their brothers, in the tunnels in Gaza before they're wiped out by the Israelis.
The judges threatened Trump with incarceration for calling his trial an abomination. Merchant thinks we don't know this thing's a bleep show, and he would have been recused in a sane nation.
Recused, yeah. It never would have happened in a sane nation. Hey, here's Trump outside the New York City court after the Politico story came out today saying that all of Biden's donors are the ones who are financing these college tentafadas, whatever you want to call them. Cut 9.
Now, it just came out, Columbia just canceled their commencement. Axios. Columbia just canceled their commencement. That shouldn't happen. And it also came out that the protesters, many of the protesters, are backed by Biden's donors. Okay, are you listening, Israel?
Are you listening, Israel? Rockefeller, Soros, Gates, the Pritzker families, the privileged, pampered pukes of the Democrat Party.
The real corn pop is in South Dakota. You better watch it, pal.
I don't know about that. 919, they said electroshock therapy worked too, Howie. Yeah, but, you know, I think it's a little different. I mean, electroshock therapy is painful. This is not painful at all.
Brandon awarded Nancy Pelosi with the Presidential Medal of Freedom while praising her for being the greatest Wall Street investor ever on Capitol Hill.
Oh, there's too many to choose from in that. So many people have never made a single bad investment decision. Starting with Hillary Clinton and the cattle futures, which she got just by reading the cattle futures column in the Wall Street Journal. One of the more obscure features, but could have made us all millionaires if we had been paying attention.
Ira Mayer, I for one think these nip bans are unconscionable, especially following the traditional Cinco de Mayo holiday. Nips are the fun size of drinks. Perhaps this is a branding issue. Maybe people would like them better if they had a nice local diminutive nickname. Like Bulger Bottles. More Duval Drinks. More Finnernan Flasks. Yeah.
By the way, if you live in Sandwich, try to get to the town meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the middle school to stop the ban on nips. They won't stop with nips, I guarantee you. You know it as well as I do. They never do. They are pests. They just want to bother and harass you. They never make your life better.
Howie, whatever you do, don't hire Christy Noem to dog sit Roscoe.
I ain't making that mistake. And not a single dog owner in America, except for maybe Joe Biden, would ever make that mistake.
Well, he doesn't sound like a very good hunting dog.
What? Roscoe? No. Again, when that woman, my neighbor, ran out and said, "Watch out, there's a giant coyote." I was very concerned. Very concerned.
Boy, Juan Merchant is a real rocket scientist. He figured out on his own that $1,000 fines are nothing to a billionaire who was just fined hundreds of millions of dollars by a different hack New York judge.
Well, I think he figured that $1,000 would work, you know, with a guy who's got a place. He's living in a place in Florida that's worth $18 million, which is what he said Mar-a-Lago was worth.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every evening, weekdays, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's posted around 7 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. And it's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And you can get the second Chump Line of the day, Chop Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Jake Rooney's On the Curve in Harwich Port. Open year-round with seasonal favorites for family fun, food, and entertainment. It's Jake Rooney's in Harwich Port, the exclusive home of the Stone Grill Dinner. Online at jakerooneys.com.
Howie, whatever you do, don't hire Christy Noem to dog sit Roscoe.
Don't worry, Roscoe. It'll never happen. You have my word. Today's Chump Line, I'm Howie Carr.
Adding your two cents is easier than ever. Call Howie at 844-500-4242 or text the word Howie followed by your message to 617-213-4242. 1066.
We have a new episode of Meet the Experts. This week, I spoke with what you might call an expert in the art of relaxation. He's Dennis Swords of the Follinsby Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire. Take a listen. What do you most enjoy about being an innkeeper?
I enjoy the freedom it gives me to be creative. I do the cooking. The guests do love the breakfast, corned beef hash.
Oh.
I corn my own beef. Guests really love the angel biscuits and describe them as a mix between a biscuit and a croissant.
Tell us about the area around North Sutton.
No box stores, old-fashioned bookstores, coffee houses, good restaurants, several mountains in the area, beautiful scenery. We are on the lake with our private dock. We have canoes and kayaks for the guests. It's a part of New Hampshire that is relatively undiscovered.
Have there been any historical guests of interest?
One that you'll like, Bernhard Goetz.
The New York subway shooter?
He escaped to Follinsby Inn.
Meet the Experts with Howie Carr. Available now wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is, does Trump want to go to jail? Yes, no, or mixed feelings, but would prefer to avoid it.
I'm going to say no.
45% say no, 34% say mixed feelings, 20% say yes, he wants to go.
All right. The Secret Service would be in there with him, I guess. I don't know if they'd be behind bars, but they'd be certainly be patrolling and watching him. 844-500-4242. 404 says, when Kristi Noem is being interviewed, she needs to bring up Dr. Fauci and his beagle killing. I know. But, you know, Joseph Stalin once said of the deaths of millions of human beings, one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. I think the same thing. I mean, the death of cricket is a tragedy. The death of a million is a statistic, million beagles. And you know what? And if you're a Democrat, it's not even a statistic. And Dr. Fauci is a good Democrat. He's the one who promoted the panic that got Trump out of the White House. So, you know, he can do what he wants. 844-500-4242. You know, and again, I repeat, why, you know, if they wanted to really do a good prank, They should put somebody out there on the street with a Hamas recruiter saying we're looking for a few good savages, you know, to fight the Israeli drones and the IDF tanks with spears, you know. How's it worked out for him so far? Not very well. But we'll see how much they like lying down on the street on Mass Ave and blocking traffic. Let's see how much they like going over to Hamas. And the obvious answer is they don't like going over to Hamas. I don't believe they've had a single Hamas recruit at all of these college encampments. There've been over 2,000 arrests. There probably should have been 10 times that many arrests. But not a single person. How about the judges? You know, the judges used to, in the 60s and 70s, you knocked up that girl, son. You got a choice. You can marry that girl or you can go into the Marines. Why don't they just say, son, you blocked Mass Ave. You got a choice. You can go to the Billerica House of Correction for 90 days or you can sign up and go to Hamas. They got a plane going out tonight. Well, you can go to Cairo and you can sneak over the border. You may get shot by the Egyptians or by the Israelis, but, you know, it's worth it, isn't it, for Palestine to be free from the river to the sea? You know, that's just not a mindless, empty slogan, is it? You really, You really do believe that, don't you, non-binary person with the nose ring and the purple hair? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Face it, the world is a scary place. Luckily, FlipLock is here and can help protect you and your family. The FlipLock security door lock is unpickable, unbreakable, and is 10 times stronger than a deadbolt. The FlipLock is affordable, it doesn't depend on Wi-Fi, and installs in less than 5 minutes. Security doesn't need to be expensive, it just needs to work. And FlipLock has it covered. Go to FlipLock.com and save 20% with code Howie20. FLIPLOK.com, code Howie20.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
404, when are we going to see some protesters carrying ceasefire Ukraine signs? Don't hold your breath. Or a reporter rummaging through the crowds of hippies and asking them questions about Putin. You know, but MIT is a very woke place these days, but let us not forget that when they began moving the illegal aliens around into some public buildings, one of the buildings they moved them into was the old probate court house in East Cambridge. Half of it is the registry of deeds for Southern Middlesex, and the other half was abandoned because the court had moved out. And so they would have put the Haitian illegals up there, but they had no shower facilities. They had a lot. They were lacking a lot of facilities. The place had been abandoned for years. So they said, "What are we going to do for sanitary facilities?" And MIT said, "Oh, they can take showers at MIT." And they arrived. MIT got one look at them. We don't really have the facilities to allow the Haitians to take the illegal aliens to take showers at our school. So they had to throw everybody from the registry out of the parking lot and put up these trailers with showers in them. And so all the court personnel from the registry of deeds got moved out onto First Street and Cambridge Street. And so all the spaces vanished. So if you didn't, they used to have a few spaces out there if you had to go, do a transfer, get a deed certified, whatever. All gone because MIT wants to do the right thing for Gaza, but they don't want to do the right thing for themselves, right? For the Haitians, for the illegals in their backyard. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says if Trump is jailed, I can see him in a luxury cell, live streaming himself slicing garlic with a razor blade like Polly in Goodfellas. The Secret Service will be supplying the lobsters. There've been a lot of cases like that. Jeffrey Epstein in the Palm Beach County Jail. He was living pretty high on the hog, shall we say? They let him out in the day and he'd go over across the bridge to Palm Beach to his mansion, hang out there, and then come back at night. A lot of people have lived it up pretty well in jail. I wouldn't want to be there though. Nonetheless, 844-500-4242. This is Chris Cuomo. Remember, he was relentlessly promoting vaccines. Everybody had to get the jab, along with his brother, the governor of New York. And they actually remember the governor of New York was actually sending out his top health officials to give the beautiful people, including all the media people, their shots, so they didn't have to worry about being refused seats on airlines, et cetera, et cetera. So this is Chris Cuomo talking about what's happened to him since then. Cut 14.
We know that vaccines can have unintended consequences, a.k.a. side effects. But nobody's really talking about it because they're too afraid of blame and they just want it to go away. But the problem is people like Sean and me and millions of others who still have weird stuff with their blood work and their lives and their feelings, physically, are not going away.
Now he tells us. Now he tells us he wanted to fire everybody and cancel everybody 4 years ago if they didn't get the shot when they were trying to defeat Trump. Now he says, maybe they were onto something. Okay, here's another guy who's, they always say a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged, or a conservative is a liberal who's been vaccinated and had a bad side effect, or a conservative is a gay guy who has to listen to some not like Taylor Lorenz, the nutty reporter for, I don't know, the Washington Post or the New York Times. I think she got fired from the Washington Post. Has to listen to them talking about how much Hamas loves gays. Cut 13. Here's Don.
Well, then, Taylor, how do you reconcile the way marginalized groups, many of the people in these marginalized groups, obviously they are fighting for Palestine, right, for the Palestinians, for what's happening in Gaza. But yet in Gaza, they would not have any freedom. You know,
they don't have freedoms in Texas and Florida. Does that mean?
But they don't. But I understand that. But Taylor, I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. If I go to Texas, they're not going to throw me off of a roof.
You see the pictures of him vacationing in Miami Beach, Collins Avenue. You know the gay mecca with his boyfriend there. He wasn't too worried about getting thrown off a roof in Miami Beach. After he got fired, got his, what is it, $20 million, $25 million settlement? What a boob she is. I mean, he's a boob too, but she obviously takes it to a whole new level. This is Senator Tom Cotton. He was on ABC this week, right before they fired their DEI president. And I guess it was Jonathan Carl was filling in for Steffi Stephanopoulos, one fake reporter filling in for another fake reporter. And so he's very angry, Jonathan Carl, that he's calling the hippie Nazi encampments Little Gazas. Cut 10.
They're spray painting buildings with vile anti-Semitic hate. He said, well, we shouldn't have anti-Semitism or hate speech in the abstract or Islamophobia. Where are the encampments, John, on campuses spreading Islamophobia? Why is Joe Biden so equivocal? Why does he have to draw a moral equivalence between thousands of students who are setting up these Little Gazas all across America, engaged in hate speech against Jews, assaulting Jews, disobeying the law, and some fictional encampment that's spreading Islamophobia?
It is a fictional encampment. Where's the Islamophobic camp? Where is it? Senator Cotton continues.
Can I ask you just three or four times now, just use the phrase Little Gazas. What do you mean by that?
Well, they call themselves the Gaza Solidarity Encampment. They're little Gazas.
I mean, it seems like you're mocking the situation in Gaza.
This, well, these people do deserve to be mocked.
Well, no, Gaza. Gaza right now. We had the World Food Program has just now said that there is an outright famine in parts of Gaza. Tens of thousands of people have died. I mean, you're using this phrase, Little Gazas.
Which is 100% the fault of Hamas. Just like every civilian casualty in Gaza is 100% the fault of Hamas.
Whatever happened to the Abraham Lincoln Brigade? You know, all the Bernie Sanders types in New York who joined to fight on the side of Joe Stalin's communists in the Spanish Civil War against the Nazis. There's no Abraham Lincoln Brigade. I asked, where's the Man Bun Brigade for Ukraine? Where is the, I don't know, what do you want? The Muhammad Atta or the Joker, the Tsarnaev Brigade. Let's call it the Tsarnaev Brigade. Where is the, because he was for those Muslim welfare savage drifters, they lived in Cambridge. They ought to recruit the Tsarnaev Brigade tonight out on Mass Ave and just get them as a tribute to the Boston Marathon bomber who was on welfare when he came over here as an asylee. Why don't they, as a tribute to him, join the fight and go and take on the IDF? Cut 12.
Joe Biden, for 7 months, has leaned on Israel, has pressured Benjamin Netanyahu, has told them to stand down when they get attacked by Iran, has said that they can't go into the last holdout where Hamas has its final terrorist battalions. But no, these students on campuses, they deserve our contempt. They also deserve our mockery. I mean, they're out there in their N95 masks in the open air with their gluten allergies, demanding that Uber Eats get delivered to them. They should not have been allowed to fester on campus for 2 weeks.
Fester.
when these liberal administrators and liberal politicians refuse to send in the police to clear them out the very first day they set up their tents.
They're like a blister. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia. You there?
When S. President won California, President, who was?
You're breaking up, Mr. Garcia. We can't. Hear. Call back, Mr. Garcia. Are you better now?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
So, what did you say?
Who was the first president won in California? The last one. Who was the last one president won?
The last Republican. You mean that won California? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. The president.
I think it would probably be Reagan.
He was Papa Bush.
It was Papa Bush? Bush carried it in 88?
Yeah, 88, the last one. And then who responsible to destroy California? Not the Democrats, the Republicans, because the Republicans so weak destroyed California. It's the problem. It's not...
Again, there were a lot of Republicans that tried to stand up. They wanted to. They passed the proposition to end the welfare for illegal aliens, and the courts basically shut them down on that. And then the state was inundated with illegal aliens, and the liberals were just insane, and they put on all these taxes and these green initiatives, and they shut down nuclear power plants, and they just made the state an unlivable mess. They tore down dams, they wasted billions on railroads, commuter lines that nobody wanted. It's a disaster. Probably the greatest state in the United States, the Golden State. The Golden State is now, I think, poorer on a per capita basis than Mississippi. It's really a tragedy. All we can do now is just stop it from happening to the rest of the country. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, I heard you talking about Trump going to jail.
Yes.
And what they do with the Secret Service. The bill that Benny Thompson, with wisdom from the Democrat
right.
from Mississippi, is introduced.
Right.
It's called the Denying Impotent Security
and
Government Resources Allocated Toward Convicted and Extremely Dishonorable Former Protectees.
I know. When is it? By the way, when is Benny Thompson going to be indicted for destroying all those documents that he had with the January 6th committee? He destroyed a hell of a lot more documents than Trump ever had in his possession. I don't think Trump destroyed any of the documents. And how come the mainstream media won't report that they've unsealed all these records that show that the government under Biden asked Trump to pick up all the documents he's since been arrested and charged with having improperly? They asked him to pick up the documents.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if this act applies to Hillary Clinton, too.
Right.
This Honorable Former Protectees Act. Seems like it fits her, too.
Yeah. How about the Congress? Again, we've been over it a million times, but Congress subpoenaed all of her personal records from Secretary of State, not personal, but, at her official records, 33,000 emails, and she destroyed them. She destroyed them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nothing happened. There were two entities got fined for the whole Russian collusion hoax. They got fined $8,000 and $100,000. And he probably spends that on a couple of days on his lawyers for his so-called interference in the 2016 election, which none of it was done until 2017. It was never more than a misdemeanor. And she was laundering millions of dollars in the midst of the campaign and trying to interfere in the election by making up these stories. And nothing happens to her. It's like Dr. Fauci gets away with killing all the dogs, right? And all the beagles, nothing happens to him. Obama eats dogs in Indonesia, nothing happens to him. But again, Mitt Romney is still getting attacked for putting his Irish setter on the roof of the car. The roof of the car for a drive. Not that it must have, it wasn't pleasant, I'm sure, from Belmont, Massachusetts to Michigan. But it's better than what happened to those beagles. It's better than what happened to those Indonesian dogs.
This judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day. But what's happening here is a disgrace, and the appellate courts ought to get involved.
I know he says it, but nobody wants to go to jail. Even for a night. Perfect Smiles is growing. Dr. Houghton has brought in two new dentists, Dr. Tsai and Dr. Tam. Both have their own specialties in dentistry. This means the wait time to get an appointment at Perfect Smiles just got shorter. I've learned how important it is to keep up my dental cleanings. Poor oral health is linked to so many problems, so many diseases. The hygienists at Perfect Smiles are the best. Dr. Houghton and his team take the time to take many continuing education classes so they can remain up to date on all the latest advances in dentistry. Do not procrastinate. Make your appointment with Perfect Smiles today. They are conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off Route 3. Parking is easy and free. You can visit them online at perfectsmiles.com and watch my testimonial video. Or you can call them at 603-595-6699. Take a listen to my Meet the Experts podcast with Drs. Houghton, Tam, and Tsai. I think you will be very interested in what you hear. PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back. Howie Carr is back.
(844) 500-4242. Listen to Maxine Waters. Talk about out of her mind. Why isn't this woman home praying? She's 85 years old. Talk about a district that's totally changed. But she's still hanging in there. It's a rotten borough. Cut 4.
This is a man who we'd better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department, and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, what communities they're going to attack.
Training up in the hills somewhere. Do we have any specific locations where they're training up in the hills somewhere? Do we have a list of any of the communities that they're planning to attack? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hello, Howie. My name is David. I'm a student at UMass Boston. I wanted to call because recently at our university, our student government ended up passing a resolution that was very anti-Semitic. It's a pro-Palestinian resolution. However, the language in it is very disturbing. I'm a senator that serves on the undergraduate student government, and I can tell you a couple of things. First of all, when they were asked if they could put in something that condemns hate speech, they said, well, we can't because that's targeted against us, which to me just sounds like, I know, right?
So if you said hate speech that we oppose, anything, any speech we oppose is hate speech. Any speech we approve of is not hate speech. Could they be any more Orwellian, David?
No, seriously. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, and it was crazy. And one thing in the resolution was they said, so they first of all wanted to say that Israel's committing a genocide, which you and I know is a complete, like, anti-Semitic lie. That's just a way to try and demonize Israel against them going after Hamas, because Hamas
started
them,
it. There was a ceasefire on October 6th, right, David? I mean, everybody knows that. They can't deny that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think it's absolutely crazy what's happening. But the bigger issue of this, Howie, is that one of the things is they said 56 students, since we're part of the UMass system, this goes to the chancellor, of the president of the entire UMass system, and they said they wanted to ask for the arrest of 56 UMass Amherst students to be cleared off their record. And when I asked them, are any of these students people who were arrested for committing hate crimes, they couldn't answer the question.
They're on the right side of history, David. I'm Howie Carr.